You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMUFM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and I'm on the phone with a special guest. It's Michael Schertz, who is a name that may sound familiar to many of the listeners on Public Radio 90, helping put together music of different styles, jazz, contemporary, and classical music as well. Also spending some time in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, a native of Marquette, in fact. Bringing some swing music back around and performing in lots of different ensembles. So, Michael, it's an honor to have you on the phone this morning.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to join you on the program and excited to get back home in a couple weeks.
Yeah. And the reason that you're coming back home, besides the fact that it's beautiful Marquette, beautiful Upper Michigan, and you have some ties here from the past, but you're doing what's you're doing a concert, which is actually a fundraiser for the Marquette Regional History Center here in town, and it's called Michael Schertz's America Our Way, an American Songbook Story. Michael, can you tell us a little bit about maybe how this program came together or the reason for this fundraiser?
Sure. Well, I had taken about 9 years off from performing, and in that time was working in higher education, working with college students in music programs and production programs. And what I found and became pretty passionate about was how many students were not aware of America's Songbook and the work that so many of the composers that were on Broadway, also how that music also became a part of the jazz scene and how the jazz scene also helped influence pop and rock and blues and R&B. And how they're all connected. And so when when I made the decision to go back and start performing again, one of the shows that I felt really compelled to do with my quartet was to do a tribute to the American Songbook in all its forms. So a lot of times when we talk about songbook, a lot of people are talking about Irving Berlin or Gershwin or Cole Porter, that music from the 30s and 40s that really, you know, so many artists today have gone back and done songbook tributes, you know. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to tell the story beyond so that people see how the songbook has continually evolved. So we start actually, the show starts musically with Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band from 1912, and then kind of goes all the way up through Motown and into the, you know, early rock scene, singer-songwriters of the 60s and 70s, to really kind of look at that century over the last 100 years and you know, let people kind of share memories, you know, in their mind of thinking, oh, gosh, I remember when that song was on the radio, or I remember dancing to that song, or, gosh, I never even saw the connection from the jazz era to the fact that, you know, Stevie Wonder is using the same type of riffs and stuff that they were using with the big band era and things like that. Mm-hmm. So to see this connection and to really celebrate America's music, I think the 20th century we saw from, you know, 1900 to 2000, you saw such a huge evolution of American sound. And I think that what's part of it, what I feel pretty blessed about is that, you know, we lived in a country that allowed that freedom to develop that music happen. And so we got to a time frame where when you look at different eras, you know, the classical music era was 75 years, Baroque was 150 years, you know, and when we get to the 1900s, looking at the 20th century and the music that we all grew up with and listened to, it was evolving so quickly that we launched into decades, the music of the 20s, the music of the 30s, the music of the 40s. So I just felt really compelled that I wanted to kind of put that all together into one of the stage shows that we perform with the quartet and also involve also multimedia and just different pictures and things that are happening while we're performing, just to give people this overall storyline of America's journey through its music.
Absolutely. And you'd kind of mentioned that in the description here, you're celebrating 100 years in 90 minutes. So that kind of explains how that's going to happen with such a wide swath of music to choose from. And now you're no stranger to many different styles of music, but you also have the quartet that's going to be performing with you. Who are some of the members of the quartet and how are they in terms of their experience in these different styles of music?
Right. Doug Neal, who's actually one of my music collaborators and is one of the people responsible for kind of keep poking me to say, hey, you need to be back performing again. You need to be out there performing again. I was like, I don't know. I'm better producing and, you know. And I'm glad he did, and because I love being able to share this music with people on stage. Doug is the guitarist, trombonist with the quartet, and comes from he plays everything from country music, which we do have in the show as well, country music to hip hop to Broadway to blues to jazz to swing. He covers it all, and wow. He knows all those styles so well. And he's played with everyone from Aretha Franklin to some of the great artists and stuff that have come through the Columbus, Ohio scene as a first call musician down there. And he actually has his own albums and has been a part of other recordings and stuff too. So he and I have worked closely together in the last 4 or 5 years, producing a lot of different events and programs musically. So he was a natural member of the quartet and helped organize the quartet to also bring in Dwight Bailey, who's playing bass. And as the bassist, he's played with Dr. John. He's played with a bunch of blues artists. He's out of Detroit and has a great repertoire of different songs and things that he's been recorded and played on. And I call him the Senator of Soul. That's our joke in the quartet. Because he just brings this very soulful dynamic to everything. And then Reggie Jackson, who's our drummer, Reggie, also from the Columbus scene, is just an incredible musician who is also versed in all these different styles. And plays with Diane Shore. I also played with Dr. John and a number of other artists. So I feel very honored that I have these guys playing with me. And really, the four of us together are just like brothers when we're traveling on the road. And I know our manager sometimes feels like she's the den mother of all of us, and sure. Not just the road manager, because we do have such a great time. But I think what's great for us is that I come from the jazz background and mostly perform jazz, but in this show, you know, we go through all these different styles, and these guys are all versed in those different styles. So if, you know, sometimes we'll say, you know, let's do a Cole Porter, I've Got You Under My Skin, but let's do it as a reggae tonight. Well, then we just all go and play reggae. Or let's do it as a real kind of hip-hop or a funk way, then we all just go in and play those styles because we've all been in and out of those styles so much. So it's great to have such a group that's so diverse in their music backgrounds as well.
That's excellent. Well, and it sounds like it's a really fun way to experience lots of different kinds of music, as you said, from the 1930s and even earlier than that to the sounds of today. I'm speaking on the phone with Michael Schertz, talking about the Marquette Regional History Center's concert fundraiser. Michael Schertz's America Our Way, an American Songbook Story, we'll want to mention. It's June 16th at the Forrest Roberts Theater from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and this is, I believe, a benefit for the Marquette Regional History Center, and the ticket sales will go to that, sponsored by TV6 and Casa Calabria. I believe there's also an afterglow at the Casa as well. Yeah, it looks like there is. Michael, is there anything else that you'd like to add about any of the repertoire? Or actually, I guess I had another question, too. How come it's been so long since you've done a performance like this?
Well, you know,
mentioned producing too, I think. Right?
Yeah, I got into a lot of different interests, and so it was one of those things for where we were in 2003, 2004. It was a little bit harder for young jazz musicians at that time. I was experiencing to get into the clubs and stuff because jazz clubs were starting to diminish, and so that scene started to diminish a little bit. And so I started focusing on other things that I was also interested in: composing, conducting, writing, and then also teaching. And so I started, I was teaching at Capital University, then was brought in to Terre State Community College and was department chair and dean there for several years, and worked at a couple other institutions as a guest lecturer, going and doing seminars and things. So I just took on other activities and became very passionate about producing and doing programming, and then eventually started conducting and working at Lakeside Chautauqua as well. And so just other things started, you know, other musical interests, I would say, started to develop. And but that passion for performing and doing jazz never really left. So I was glad to come back into it when everyone said, "Hey, why aren't you doing this? Let's get you back into it."
Yeah.
And there's been kind of this reemergence in the jazz scene too, which has been great.
Yeah, and you know, having that experience to work with youth and work in the production side of things, and it sounds like to me that you are pretty good at kind of having a well-crafted and well-rounded musical experience and musical education experience, and also the fact that you are quite known for being an advocate for arts education. So it's nice that you know the performing side of it, you know the production side of it, you know the arranging, you know travel arrangements, conducting, all these different things. I'm sure they come together when you experience a program like this. So that's really good to hear that you dabble in lots of different musical genres and styles.
It is. It's a lot of hats, and I love wearing all of them.
Excellent. Well, we're speaking on the phone with Michael Schertz. Again, the program is called America Our Way, an American Songbook Story, celebrating 100 years of music in 90 minutes. And again, all the benefits go towards the Marquette Regional History Center. It's a concert fundraiser for that June 16th at the Forrest Roberts Theater from starting at 7 p.m. that evening. Tickets are, they're available at the NMU ticket outlets right now. So you can pick those up and get ready for June 16th at the Forrest Roberts Theater. Michael Schertz, it's been an honor and a pleasure to speak with you on the phone today about your concert.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and it's always fun to have to get back home. It's great.
Yeah, is there anything that you want to do in particular when you get back to Marquette?
Well, I definitely want to go hiking along the water, and and I'm going to take my guys on because we're all big city people right now. So being out in the woods doesn't happen very often. So to get them to show them Marquette, but then show them the beauty and Lake Superior, and get them to do a walk on the breakwater and just experience the lake and everything that's so wonderful about Marquette is something I'm looking forward to. So
excellent. Well, and I'm sure Marquette will be very glad to have you back.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks for taking some time to talk to us about America Our Way at the Forrest Roberts Theater, June 16th, starting at 7 p.m.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.